Hi, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news, moving the sector, our approach to investing across it. And our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy focusing on what we believe are the most important themes and sector trends that you, the investor, want exposure to as cannabis markets continue to grow and evolve. And being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for a rebalance. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. And again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for July 4th, of course, a holiday shortened week, but we'll get into both the market, the macro, and the portfolio. In terms of the market, another very difficult week for global markets. Tech stocks, semiconductors down almost 10% on the week. Cannabis stocks fell in line. I think the risk factor around cannabis, though, maybe more suffering under the weight of fears of pullback in discretionary spending, inflationary forces, especially around labor. These are issues that I think are both affecting the margins, but really are affecting some of the top line sales numbers. And we'll get some more sales numbers and really a better look into where these companies are in the current macro environment when we have second quarter earnings being announced in about a month. First week of August, we'll see Curaleaf, GTI, and Co. start to kick off. But in terms of some of the big moves last week, really the move downward was headed in Canada. It was Canopy Growth down 25% on the week off of a dilutive equity issuance to take out a convertible note, and just the sense that there's really, you know, a concern around balance sheets north of the border as much as there is across the sector anywhere. Tilray down 13%, Village Farms down close to 9%. When you look into the U.S., the better performers, Curaleaf down 3.5%, GTI down 4.7%, Cresco down 6.6%, and so on. An actual bright spot in second-tier land, MaryMed was up 4.4%. So, really, as you look at the month of June, as the second quarter ended, it was actually a case where the U.S. MSOs underperformed, down almost 25% on the month. Some really difficult numbers within that leadership group. But we would argue that where cannabis valuations are here, you're where you were or lower than where you were in the March 2020 lows with companies that have, we think, in many cases, a free cash flow profile that is going to be differentiating and some more than others. And we'll get a better idea on cash generation, even X tax requirements. And that's always the big issue for cannabis stocks. But again, I think the 8 or 9 times EV/EBITDA in the U.S. Is certainly a place to say, okay, this looks interesting. But also seeing more dilutive equity dynamics in the capital markets. We mentioned Canopy Growth, Ascend out there with a debt facility that also includes 20% warrant coverage. You know, talks of more net leasebacks, sale leasebacks, and the REIT land, great for those companies possibly, but not great for the cost of capital and not great for giving balance sheet flexibility to a lot of the big cannabis names. So just keeping an eye on that stuff, and it's not necessarily positive. As we get into some of the macro, look, there's a lot of different stuff on the table in terms of what you could see between now and year end out of Washington after such negative expectations reset, and appropriately so. There is a little more momentum. Everything from the SAFE Act being included in the NDAAA, this new CLIMB Act, which would include exchange listings. There's a handful of new legislative initiatives that look to be less comprehensive than what Schumer and Booker had been requiring. There is some sense that the Dems realize they've got to get something across the finish line here before the end of the year in this session. Whether that happens or not, we're not going to handicap that. We are investing for the long haul, but there's been some sense that at least all of these different initiatives are adding up to there's some better reception within D.C. And obviously, it's about winning over the Senate, not winning over the House of Representatives. On the state side, interesting news in California. Gavin Newsom has signed California's state budget, which does note a shift in cannabis taxes, eliminating the state cultivation tax, capping excise tax at 15%. None of this is new today. It's just good news that it followed through. I think there's hope you could have cut it to 5%. We'll see. In Pennsylvania, there's at least a banking and insurance bill that the government is, the governor's desk is hoping to see, that at least would also give less risk to banks and service providers serving the cannabis sector. And that's the kind of thing that really needs to happen in D.C. And so state by state, you're getting some better dynamics. And let's see if this feeds through to Washington. CNBS portfolio down 9.9%. The heaviest downweight, again, came from Canada. If you look at the weightings in the portfolio, Canada is about 15% of the portfolio, maybe a bit less. Again, the top of the balance sheet is dominated by the U.S. MSOs and some ancillary. And as we've noted, there's probably 12% or so in cash in the portfolio, in addition to a handful of positions that have exposure to the lending market, also more defensive in this downdraft. So as we head into second quarter earnings out in about a month, but as we look to some of the headlines out of DC, I think right now the most important dynamics for the cannabis market truly are the operators and where they are executing, where there is free cash flow, where there is an additional moat being put around a lot of these businesses, and where the top line continues to grow across the sector as states open up and consumption increases across the country. So we're going to leave you there. This is the Cannabis Weekly again for the week of July 4th. I'm Tim Seymour. Speak to you soon.